What's going on, everybody? I hope everybody's having a great day today. As far as the podcast, man, I have no idea where this one's going to go, but got to put one out every week. I need to get more strict with myself on a certain day bringing out podcasts. Like, all right, Monday, that's when we launch podcasts. I am so all over the week when I do my podcast that it pisses me off. Does that make sense? Let's play the intro, then we'll get into it. Yo, so back to me putting podcasts out on the right day. Like, dude, this is episode 2 many to be not putting out fucking episodes on the same day. What am I doing with my life right now? Let's just break down. Let's just open this can of worms. What the fuck am I doing? I gotta get my shit together. I mean, for real, I gotta get my shit together. I'm saying it jokingly, but I mean it literally. Like, man, I'm drinking some Alpha Brain right now. Hopefully that'll help me get my shit together. We'll see. We'll see, Joe Rogan. How good is your shit? It's peach flavor. Let's taste it. Oh. Oh, boy. I've heard a lot of podcasts where they talk about Alpha Brain Instant. And I've taken the pills. I love the pills. I don't know if there's a benefit to the drink. Hold on. Let me put this in a shaker. I'll be right back. All right. I put it in a shaker now. So let's see if it's any better. Nope. Not any better. Wow. The thing is, I don't know if this is placebo or not, but I drank about half of it, okay? I drank about half of it before the podcast started. Thought I'd be used to the flavor of it by now. I don't know how fast this one works, but I feel as if it's already working. I only drank it about 10 minutes before the podcast, so I don't see how it could be working. But, fuck it. Placebo. I mean, dude, here's the thing. If you think something's working for you and, like a pre-workout, chances are, who fucking knows if it's actually doing anything for us? They could do all this research where they say, oh, yeah, it increases your rep percentage by 15%. Like, what the fuck is 15% really when you break it down? Like, if something grows 200% of its normal size, it's really only growing twice its size, right? I'm pretty sure that's how that works. So, like, 15%, what the fuck? Like, microscopically better? I guess pre-workout and, like, supplements and stuff, I guess that would all work if you're in, like, the top tier of whatever you're doing. Or if you think something's working for you. Like, dude, if it's placebo, but you feel like it's working, like if you take something that's supposed to better your mood and it's not actually doing anything, but when you take it, you feel like it's doing something. Dude, isn't that the whole point of taking it? Like whether or not it's, all I mean is like whether or not it's working, if it's working for you, it's working. You know? That's how I feel about that one. But yeah, man, this Alpha Brain Instant, it's peach flavored. So, like, so first off, when you mix it with water, oh, man, and I mix it with, like, a lot of water, it makes the water, this is going to sound weird, but, like, thick. Like, it's not, it's water, but it feels thicker. Not, like, slimy, but thick. I don't know. Thick, T-H-I-C-C, thick boys for life. And, like, it's peach flavored, and you get a tiny, I mean, you get a hint of peach at the beginning, but, man, that back end, it's on, like, the sides of your tongue. It's, like, I don't know if it's bitter or what, but apparently this stuff's supposed to help with your mood and your focus, and that's what the fuck I need right now. Dude, since we moved, my mood has been a roller coaster, like a real roller coaster. I watched this thing that said, like, moving is the most, moving and death in your family or, like, immediate circle are the most stressful things. And this might come off bad, but I've just dealt with, like, a lot of death. It's unfortunate, but it also in a weird way is fortunate, the way I look at it, because that means, like for people that haven't had a lot of death, that either means one of two things, right? It means either a lot of people haven't died yet, or it means that they don't have that many people that they're really that close with that they would be affected by. Me, our family's so big, I've dealt with so much death that, like, that one doesn't affect me as bad. I just see it as, like, the next chapter, I guess. Obviously, if, like, somebody immediate, God forbid, passed away, I'd be devastated, heartbroken, probably drink myself under a bus. Anyway, Jesus, this is fucking depressing. I don't know if you guys are even listening anymore. I said at the beginning, I didn't know where this one was going to go. It took a weird, depressing turn to the right. Eventually, hopefully, we could straighten this thing back out. But we're going to get deeper. Anyway. So, like, it means either that or, I don't even know what the hell I was talking. Oh, moving. How stressful it is. I've never done this before. Dude, the most I moved from my grandma's house that I lived till I was probably 13. Moved from there, like 10 blocks away. I moved from the north side of Parma to the middle of Parma. You know, dude, like, I didn't do shit before this move. So I moved from the north of Parma to the middle of Parma to fucking North Carolina. Like, dude, it is stressful. It's so stressful. I'm laughing because I'm crying inside. And this is how I deal with things. People always, like, I don't know if you guys do this or not, but I always laugh at the wrong time. Yo, you want to know the most North Carolina shit that I'm seeing right now? This lady's walking her kids, and she has an umbrella. It's 9 a.m. Dude, it's, first off, I know it's hot as shit. Let's see what the temperature is right now. Yesterday, the heat index said 99, I think. Mooresville, right now, it says 70 degrees. Hold on. Let me walk outside and call bullshit real quick. Yeah, that was easy. Bullshit. Dude, it's not 70. It's not. So for them to say, to honey dick us, to think it's 70, look, it says right now it's 70 degrees at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 77, 11 a.m., 83. And it just goes up from there. It says right now it's 70. Bullshit. And it says at 5, from 1 to 6 is going to be in the mid-90s. Okay, bullshit on it being 70 right now, because the sun is beating down. It's even hot right now, and I'm sitting in, I guess I'm kind of sitting in, like, a magnifier. I'm sitting next to a window that has the sun beating down. But, dude, sometimes you need some sun. You need some vitamin D in your life so that you don't want to just kill yourself, you know? The tragic truth. That's what it is. How weird is the sun? Joe Rogan said that shit the best, where he said, without it, you feel sad. Too much of it kills you. Life is just bizarre as it is. And it's stressful. And, dude, being in your mid-20s is stressful because everybody's like, oh, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. And I feel like, man, I just come on here and complain lately. And I apologize for that shit. It'll get better, man. If you guys stick with me, I promise it will get better. I know the fucking, dude, the past couple episodes have just been pretty much like a reflection of how I've felt here, I guess. So, I mean, there's good episodes, there's bad episodes, there's happy, sad, you know? It's just been, dude, it's been a lot. It's been a lot. And, like I said, it'll get better again. I'll start getting people on again. I'll get a fucking schedule, you know? We need to get the schedule. I don't even promote the podcast anymore. I don't know how many people even listen to it anymore, which is a bummer. If people listen to it, for sure reach out to me so I know that I'm not doing this just to talk into a mic, which I probably would do anyway because I'm lonely. Dude, all right, man, I'm talking out loud. I'm talking my thoughts out loud right now, and it's really not coming off the way that I want it to, but I guess that's just the way I feel, you know? Jesus Christ. Oh. Speaking of Jesus, how about Kanye honey-dicking everyone into thinking he's going to drop an album? Dude, he's a weird, weird fucking dude. He's weird as shit. I mean, so, I will admit, Friday is usually when new music drops. So, Friday, Kanye's album didn't drop, but he was hosting one of his Sunday services, his Kanye Sunday services, which, I'm not gonna lie, I watched it, and it was pretty fucking cool. Like, it's something, like, I've always said that this is not racist at all. I'll explain why. I always wanted to go to, like, one of those lit-ass black churches because the vibe at those is so much better than, like, if you go to, like, a typical Catholic church, they're going to read from the Bible. They're going to, you know, it's going to be a real, it's a real downer, okay? Like I said, I've been to a lot of funerals. Every time I go to a funeral, that's a downer. Every time I've gone to church, I went to church a few times, and they've just been downers. Like, I went to one white church. It was actually Jenna's sister's church. That one, I actually talked about that in one of the podcasts. It was actually kind of lit. That one was kind of fun. And, like, dude, just those black, I mean, they're mainly black people at the churches, but, like, they're singing, they're clapping. That looks like fun. That I could get behind because, I mean, yeah, you're there for religion, but, like, who said religion had to be so boring, Catholic people? I don't know what any other churches are like. You know what I would do, actually, is go to, like, a Buddhist temple or something. I think we should just try all the religions. Like, you try different foods, why not try different religions? And that sounds, I'm not comparing food to religion, whatever, but what I mean is, like, I feel like if we tried different religions, you'd just be able to relate with people a little bit more. Doesn't mean you have to take, you don't have to take anything away from it, but, like, what would hurt you from going to one service, of a different religion? It's just, like, sharing ideas, really. Which, I'd say 99% of religions, I would say 99% of religions, you could take a piece of it away. Like, doesn't Buddhist say, basically, if you're a good person, good things will happen? Like, at the core of it? Like, if that's a religion, I can get down with that. But Kanye, man, back to this motherfucker. He, first off, his new album's called Jesus is King. It's supposed to be a gospel album, which, like, I heard the person that leaked it, I heard that clip of it, which I regret listening to it, because now I know what to expect, but the song obviously doesn't hit you the same way. If you're listening to someone's recorded version of a song that was, I mean, it's the same as if you were to listen or watch someone's video of a concert. You can't get put in that mindset that they were in while they were there. Like, I have so many videos of concerts on my phone, and, like, I feel like a dickhead if I show them to people, you know? Like, dude, we don't fucking care. We weren't there. They can't experience it. It's like if you fucking recorded somebody at a comedy show and then played them the joke. It's like, dude, what are you doing? It's on Netflix. It's better quality. Why would I watch it off your shitty phone? Off your shitty Samsung S9? Oh, man. I have an old iPhone, but it's still better than a Samsung, you know? Man. I just wish, I don't know, man, because Kanye said, like, he said allegedly the reason that he didn't post the album is because every time he listens to it, he wants to change something with, like, if that's really what it is, I get it. But something in me just, cause, I mean, if you're a perfectionist, like, it's never going to sound perfect for you. I think that's also a little bit of what's pissing me off is, like, if it's really, really like that for him, we're never going to get this album. You feel me? Do you get what I'm... You picking up what I'm putting down? I hope we do, though. Because I think it's going to be a good one. I hope it's going to be a good one. Let's put it that way. Man, I don't know if it's because I ate or drank this on an empty stomach, but now my stomach's kind of hurting a little bit. Maybe I got an old pack. Maybe I got an old pack, man. I wish I knew more about politics to talk about. Actually, no, I don't. No, I don't. I'm not going to let that one get to me. Shit. Dude, I had something I wanted to say. Forgot it. You know? Wanted to say something. Forgot it. Oh, how about, this isn't what I wanted to say, but late night meeting, Kylie and Tyga. I mean, should have Travis Scott for Tyga. If we're going off music alone, the fuck you doing? Does she have a kid with Tyga too, or just Travis Scott? Because, I mean, if she has it, because the kid's definitely Travis Scott's, the main one. I mean, Kylie Jenner cruises to ex Tyga's recording studio in Rolls Royce at 2 a.m. That's. Sorry, Travis. Those are booty call hours. She got dick down. Tyga has that dick that keeps her coming back, I guess. Man. Dude, the tweets are pretty funny. They're like those, they're like GIFs of Tyga's reaction to the "you up" text. Man. Her ex Tyga was there working in the hotel's recording studio. Oh, we got a timetable. The Rolls Royce drove to Sunset Marquee shortly after 2 a.m. Her ex Tyga was there working in the hotel's recording studio. Next, Kylie's pals Stassi and Kelsey were spotted exiting the parked Rolls Royce. Next, the two girls later left the hotel via the same exit as Tyga around 3 a.m. They got into a black SUV. The two girls later left the hotel via the same exit as Tyga. So Stassi and Kelsey left with Tyga at 3 a.m. Dude, unless they had a foursome, maybe she didn't dick him down, or he didn't dick her down. I mean, maybe she's actually a good person. Kylie was hanging out with... We know what you're all thinking, but it's not like that. Oh, it's not? Oh, it's not? You went to hang out with your ex-boyfriend at 2 a.m.? That's not what we think. Yo, how the fuck do they find this shit? Those paparazzi and Kris Jenner are working hard. Like, 2 a.m.? Do they just have... They must just have shifts. That life would be a struggle. Does that either 24/7 you're sitting outside of Kylie's house to follow her around, which is creepy, or that means 24/7 you're sitting outside of Tyga's fucking hotel to see who comes in, creepy, or there's the third option where Kris Jenner just calls TMZ and she's like, Kylie just left her and Travis split up. I think she's going to Tyga's. And then they're like, bet, say no more, fam. There's also that option. Which might be the most likely. Because 2 a.m., I mean, even if you were being so creepy and following people around, I feel like that job would get so boring. Wow. Is Donald Trump really going to get fucking impeached? To 38% of Americans support impeachment. False. Not 45 to 38% of Americans. That's 45 to 38% of Americans who would fill out a poll. Which, those guys are assholes anyway. If you fill out a poll over, like, serious shit, you're an asshole. If you do it over funny shit, you're a normal human. So that's 45 to 38% of Americans who would fill out a poll, which are not the smartest people anyway. So it's probably more like 3% of Americans support impeaching him. So So I guess Trump's not getting impeached. It's good for clickbait, but... the fuck is a dollar vampire? Rum, dragon fruit, passion fruit, strawberry, and real fangs. Ooh. Applebee's, dollar drinks. Dude, you could get lit. Is there like something you have to do to drink those? A dollar for an alcoholic drink at Applebee's? Yo, where is there an Applebee's around me, you know? You know, I'm stressed out. I can use a couple fucking dollar vampires. Let's see if there's even Applebee's around here. I have a feeling there's not. Applebee's. Oh, holy shit. 3 miles away. 13 minutes away. Not bad, not bad. Not bad, not bad. Ah, dude. Fucking dollar vampires for me. That's all I can afford. Hey. Slap.
Oh, fuck.
How about, Will Smith dropped the Fresh Prince themed clothing line. It's actually not bad at all. There's a, like, most of them just say Bel Air Athletics. Let me see if there's actually, if there's more of this. Like, is there a tag to it? Because they say there's like a whole clothing line, but I only saw like 6 items. Collection is official website. ShopWillSmith.com. Bang! Bel Air Athletics is what it's called. I don't know if it's out yet right now. Oh, wait. Maybe it's only out for 12 days. Okay, so there's a track jacket. Just like a full zip. It looks like an Adidas jacket, but like the inside is what sets this one apart. It's fresh. There's some pants, which, I mean, $80 for track pants. Too much. There's this throwback tee. This is the one I like. It's... dude, do you know the colors that are on the... when you go to an ice cream store and you get, like, the milkshake, that blue and purple? It's that color t-shirt with a young Will Smith holding the basketball. That's exactly what... this is the milkshake. This is the ice cream store milkshake tee. Then there's a bunch of Bel Air Athletics... basic t-shirts. There's like a caricature of him in a Bel Air. Those are kind of do better. Bel Air Athletics hoodie. Ooh, the Bel Air Athletics shorts. Although $50 for some sweat shorts, too much. Ooh, the cropped hoodie. Yo, that's actually kind of dope. If I was a chick, I would get the Bel Air Athletics cropped hoodie. There's a couple different socks. $15 for socks, too much. Retro gym shorts. Dude, if a fine honey came up to me wearing the cropped hoodie with, let's see, cropped hoodie with the Academy socks and the retro gym shorts, game over. Busting nuts. About to bust. Jesus Christ. Oh, they got an air freshener for $6. Of the caricature, Will Smith. Let's see what smell it is. Smell you later. is, oh, new car smell. I was gonna say, that is not a good smell. Smell you later. You know what, man? I support it. Man, this will be the last thing I talk about, because this bummed me out. That Brendan Dassey dude from The Making of Murderer, the kid, wrote the governor a letter about, like, wanting to be pardoned, I think. First off, man, okay, well, like, dear Governor Evers, hi there. How are you doing today? I'm doing good. Congrats on becoming Wisconsin's governor. Here's a list of some things about me for you to get to know me. And it just says, like, drink, Orange Crush, season, fall, wrestler, John Cena. Like, he just wrote a list, a huge list, let me add, of his favorite things. Food, hamburgers, animal, cats, lynx. What the fuck, dude? Lynx? First off, numbers 7 and 8. Like, this is the shit that he wrote. Movie, no shock here, Fast and Furious franchise. Anyway, and I'm not even lying. That was for real. Oh, here's a good one: mythical creatures, angels, dragons, and fairies. Fuck, I shouldn't laugh. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Boy, 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 boy. I'm writing to ask for a pardon because I'm innocent and want to go home. If I could get to go home, I would like to get a job involving video games. I would like to help take care of my mom and one day have a son and daughter of my own. I would name my daughter Grace and my son Miser, which is the name of a star in the Big Dipper. That is all for now. Take care until next time. Love the complete and innocent. Signed, Brendan Dassey. P.S. Again, congrats on becoming the governor. With, at the bottom, there's two bubble hearts. One has the word love, and the other one has the word hugs. Hey. And whoever told him to do this, what the fuck, man? For real. Dude, I watch How to Get Away with Murder. Bro, I could tell you, this was a bad idea, okay? This is not a good idea. This poor frittata wrote this page. Oh, what the fuck, man? This pisses me off. Why would somebody do this? Why would somebody tell this kid to write the governor asking to get pardoned with a list of your favorite things? I mean, oh. I know I shouldn't laugh at that. I know it. But I can't help it. And that's how that's going to be. Boy, oh boy. I hope that kid, I mean, let's hope that kid does get, like, if he, I don't know if he's innocent or not. Because I heard many people say that they're, like, obviously The Making of Murderer is just towards the perspective of, like, wanting to get him out, so they're not going to show anything bad. But I also heard people say, like, oh no, like, those people definitely did it. Like that there was evidence that they definitely did it. But then I think recently somebody said they were defending someone in jail that, like, that mentioned that they actually did murder the chick. I don't know, man. It's a shit show. Maybe they did it. Maybe they didn't. I don't know. one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And until next time, people, peace.
I let the sun come down without telling you exactly what I mean. And you might never know. I let the sun come down. I let the sun come down. I let the sun come down without letting you know exactly what I mean, exactly what you mean to me. Don't make no movies about my death. Please make my death about my life. If you make a movie about my life, make it right. Please don't make no holograms, don't wanna do it twice. You wanna use my likeness, please approve it through my wife. And if you get the license, then you better use it right. Don't misconstrue my offerings to offer new advice. If I said it, I meant it. If I'm dead, to cement it. And cinder block cemeteries already ascended. I leave you my last name, I left on the last plane. Too much baggage, but you could carry on Bennett. I just wanna make sure that my words touch you. Pinky swearing, kiss it, promise no one will hush you. Jump and hit the blocks, I promise you'll see the mushrooms. Clouds in the dust soon, leaving more thoughts than there are bristles on a brush broom. I let the sun calm down. I let the sun calm down. And you might never know. I let the sun calm down. I let the sun calm down. I let the sun calm down without letting you know exactly what I mean, exactly what you mean to me.